Yeah, we're going to start off with some rugby this hour. UFS Shimlers have been crowned the 2024 Varsity Cup champions. They downed the IQ Tigers UCT 45-42 in a match that will live long in the memories of Varsity Cup lovers. 11 tries scored between the two sides, but it all came down to two kicks. One from UCT winger Ntokozo Makhaza to convert a late try. And then, of course, the match winner from fly half, Ethan Vessels.
It comes down to one man. Makhaza for the win. It's no good. It's no good. The IQ Tiger staying responsible now with the claret flowing from his eyebrow.
You still have the advantage.
Or perhaps his eyebrow. Look at the counter rug from Jonase. It's pure power. We're going back for the penalty. Comes down to this. A kick from Vensel to win. Ethan Vensel wins the Varsity Cup for the Shimlers.
Yeah, also the camera guy yesterday. I know we all said it on social media. The camera guy for the winning kick. He was busy looking at people in the crowd and we missed the winning kick. We just saw the commentary. So, Chief, Mr. Ethan Vessels doesn't have a live version of his kick. It's a replay.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. The camera guy had one job. This whole thing of showing the crowd and the lakatanas there.
Yeah, he was looking
there.
At a hot woman in the crowd,
yeah,
obviously.
And then we missed the kick. So, I don't know who you are. I also tweeted this yesterday. The Varsity Cup 2024 final is the greatest game I've ever watched since the 2014 Varsity Cup final, which was the greatest game I've ever watched before that, which was obviously like 10 years in between. And IQ is involved in both finals, winning the last one in 2014 and, of course, losing yesterday. But for South African rugby, what is that? 87 points in the final. That is pretty epic. Well done there to the Shimlers. Manchester United captain Bruno Fernandes says the players are fully behind manager Erik ten Hag. Now ten Hag is under pressure after a poor performance in the FA Cup semi-final win against Coventry in penalties. Novak Djokovic, he is the 2024 Laureus World Sportsman of the Year. Last year, he won the titles at the Australian Open, French Open and US Open to reach a career total of 22 Grand Slams. Aitana Bonmati is the Laureus Sportswoman of the Year. She helped Spain, of course, to win the FIFA Women's World Cup. Talking out Spain, the Spanish national women's football team named the Laureus Team of the Year. For the East Coast Raiders Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.